We are looking at this idea of having a Pacific labour mobility scheme, and in New Zealand what they do is target four or five countries in the Pacific and get them to come across to registered employers who've expressed an interest and who've committed to operate in a principled and ethical manner, and they come and do mainly fruit and grape picking.
Where's the pressure coming from for this? Is it coming from industry within Australia, or is it coming from the Pacific Islands, who I know have wanted this kind of thing for some time?
Both. It couldn't succeed without both, and it needs one extra element. We have had significant demand from every country in the Pacific that I visited, and from Timor-Leste, where the President raised it with me when I was there a couple of weeks ago, and the Prime Minister. It's coming from the horticultural and viticultural industries through the National Farmers Federation and through their organisation, and it requires the agreement and cooperation of the relevant trade unions to make sure that people are comfortable. It's not either exploitation of the workers coming in or displacement or undermining of the workers here. And so far, those discussions are going well.
There has been a fair bit of concern from unions, though, that it will drive wages down.
Well, there are two reasons why Australian unions would be concerned. One, universally unions would be concerned if there was a downward effect on wages, but there's nothing in the design of any scheme this government would put in place that would do that. And secondly, the Australian history with bringing South Pacific workers to Australia was a bit of a black mark in our history, and so it has a extra historical resonance that it may not have in other countries that we have to be very wary of.
What about the fact that we've got a lot of unskilled white and Aboriginal people in Australia who could probably be upskilled at less cost?
Clearly, any scheme would be like the New Zealand scheme. It would require regionally for there to be an assessment of the labour market to be sure that we are not displacing willing Australians. And the New Zealand scheme operates on what's called a New Zealander's First Principle, and we would not have a scheme that didn't have a similar principle.
Now, is this a form of de facto aid, really? Because these people will obviously be coming so that they can send money back to their families.
Well, it is a terrific form of assistance for the development of the Pacific countries, because it's not money for nothing, it's money for work. And it's money that goes back into families and villages, not just into big programs. So what's called remittances, that is the money that's sent back, has a history all around the world of being a very substantial flow of money and a very effective flow of money back to developing countries. So if we can make it work for Australia, it will be very good for the Pacific. But it's not likely we'll do it just because it's a good thing for the Pacific. It needs to be effective for us here at home too. And as far as we can tell at the moment, that may well be the case, but the Cabinet's still looking at it.
But if it were to be treated as de facto aid, would that be on top of Australia's current aid budget, or would it affect it in any way?
It's not going to be part of the aid budget in the sense that, and it's not going to replace the aid budget. We've made a commitment about what we'll do in development assistance, and that's in the budget, and that won't be undermined by this. This is essentially a commercial arrangement between employers and potential employees in the Pacific in areas where we can't find Australians to do the work. So it's in Australia's economic interest and in the economic interest of the countries, but it would be money flowing additional to the official development assistance.
Is there a problem that you have a sort of ghettoisation coming into play? You've got large numbers of people coming in for short-term work.
Any scheme where you bring a number of people from other countries into your country, you need to manage it with great care and sensitivity. But it's really quite a small scheme. I mean, Australia has hundreds of thousands of migrants a year. We're talking about max 5,000 people coming in. So it's really, in an Australian labour market of 14 million, it's pretty tiny. But nevertheless, in some of the regions, it will require sensitive handling. It's been successful for a long time in Canada. It's been trialled in New Zealand. I see no reason why, if Canada and New Zealand can do it, we can't. But we can't be complacent or lazy about it. We have to manage it very well, take care of the interests of the Australians in the region, of the employers, and make sure we provide adequate support to the Pacific Island and Timor people if they come here.